Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, in a recent speech, expressed caution about aggressively cutting interest rates, citing persistent inflation concerns and a need for a data-dependent approach, despite acknowledging a slowing labor market. Powell emphasized that the current policy is only modestly restrictive and warned that premature rate cuts could jeopardize the Fed's inflation fight, potentially necessitating future policy reversals. This tempered expectations for significant rate reductions, bolstering the U.S. dollar against G10 currencies. In contrast, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent criticized Powell's cautious stance, advocating for substantial rate cuts of 100 to 150 basis points by year-end and highlighting the influence of new Fed Governor Steven Moran, who supports steeper reductions. Bessent also revealed that the Treasury is vetting candidates to replace Powell, suggesting potential shifts in Fed leadership and policy. Meanwhile, President Trump's cancellation of a meeting with Democratic leaders has raised the risk of a government shutdown by September 30th, which could weaken the dollar if investors focus on fiscal dysfunction. Key upcoming data, including a strong Q2 GDP estimate, a modest decline in August durable goods orders, and slightly lower existing home sales, will be critical for markets given Powell's emphasis on data-driven decisions. Analysts expect GDP growth to slow later in 2025 due to tighter financial conditions and political uncertainties. That's all for now.